Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, November 29th at Churchill Downs. It's their last big two-year-old day of the meet, and it's Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're going to take a look at the late pick four, which includes a couple of graded stakes on the road to the Oaks and the Derby, but it starts in the late pick four, Jim, with the ninth race, the two-year-olds on the turf at a mile. These are maidens, so it's good that that's the first leg. There is a maiden race that's the last leg that we'll have to deal with, but in the front end of this, how did you see it?
There's some nice maidens in this race, too. I thought the favorite's probably going to be Kenny McPeak's colt, Instant Impact, coming off a very near miss on the 26th of October. He came out of a race at Saratoga back in the summer, so they obviously think a lot of this horse, gave $200,000 for him. And he just barely got beat by White Tiger on the 26th. So he comes back about 5 weeks later and would probably be eligible for another increase in his buyer figures. He's gone from 61 to 65 to 73. So if he takes another step forward, I think he's going to be very tough to beat in here. I used a couple others with him, basically based on connections. Gotcha for Brendan Walsh. Came out of a Keeneland race on the turf, debuted October 5th, opening weekend. Got a 61 buyer, finished eighth, but only got beat by length and three quarters. One of those horses, Ava Reddy, has come back and won out of that race. And Gaffleone takes him out for Brendan Walsh, who's having a great Churchill meet, just like he had the Keeneland meet. Kilo Tango for Brad Cox, and Iran Ortiz takes him out on this one. Coming out of a race at Keeneland that was taken off the turf on October 19th, I think this is the only day we took off the turf, and he caught a bad break that day, but obviously he's meant for the turf. $575,000 purchase at a Candy Ride. Supercharger for Cherie DeVoe, first-time starter, and she's got a lot of good two-year-olds, so they gave $225 for this one. A lot of good works getting ready for this one, including some good works at Turfway. I'm going to stop with those four. I could go a little bit deeper. Graced for Kent Sweezy has been a big disappointment so far, but they gave $250,000 or Into Mischief, a $250,000 stud fee. So Graced has got some class in his pedigree, but has not done well. I'm going to stop with those four. I think Kenny McPeak's Instant Impact is going to be tough to beat in here.
I ended up going six deep in here, but one of them's on the also eligible list. I took Gotcha on top. Horse was only beaten less than two lengths in the debut, and that looked like a pretty good bunch. The winner was impressive. It was at a mile, so that's a tough distance at which to debut, and then was gelded and has had five works since then for Brendan Walsh. So I'm going to take a shot with Gotcha. I got Instant Impact second off for the reasons you mentioned. Turf's a question mark, but I think that's probably the one to beat. Kilo Tango for Cox, fifth of 10 in the debut. It was rained off the grass, so they wanted to run on turf. And then I took a couple of first-time starters, Supercharger for Cherie DeVoe, Bluegrass Pike for Rusty Arnold, the 11 and the 10, respectively. The other one I like off the AE list is Gopher Rocket for Riley Mott. Horse was fifth of 12 against a really well-regarded winner. Sometimes races like that can turn into key races, so I'm going to put Gopher Rocket on the ticket if he ends up getting to run in the race. 10th race, the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club for two-year-olds at a mile on the 16th, and further ado's got to be the win pick off what he did at Keeneland last time. Won by 20, third start, and getting to go two turns for the first time. I don't know whether it was that or something else, but he just exploded that day and dominated that field for Brad Cox. It will be a very, very low price here. So I'm going to add one other horse. And, you know, Further Ado is only coming off the maiden win. And so there are some other horses that have had some stakes experience. I'm going to take one of those on my ticket and give myself a second chance in here for the pick four. And that's Universe for Kenny McPeak. Horse has run second and third in two graded stakes. So he's much more battle-tested than Further Ado is in terms of the competition that he's faced. And sometimes, you know, off a big maiden win, a horse might take a start or two to get that next level cleared. So in case that happens, I'm going to take Universe on my ticket. Ran a good second in the stake at Churchill last time. Cherokee Nation I considered for Baffert. Horse is still a maiden, but Pratt's riding, and the horse should like more distance with its pedigree. But, you know, it's a maiden, and Further Ado dominated his maiden race already. So I'm just going to go Further Ado and Universe and try those two. How about you?
I went Further Ado, and I added another horse that you did not use. Dr. Kapoor may be a reach in here for Sassy Joseph, but what really impressed me was the 84 buyer first time out, and then they stretched him out to 7 furlongs, and he won by 2 3/4 at Keeneland, went off at even money, but the horse that finished second, Chip Honcho, came right back and won. So coming out of that race, moving forward to a 1/16, going to get a much better price, because I think the horses that you mentioned are going to be the second and third choices. So I think Dr. Kapoor has an outside chance in here. I think Further Ado is going to be the favorite. Sometimes they bounce off that big buyer jump, that 69 to 98. So he won so easily, though. He looked like he had a lot left in the tank. So Further Ado is the logical choice. I'm going to take Dr. Kapoor as my second one.
Brings us to the third leg of the pick four, and it's the Grade 2 Goldenrod for 2-year-old fillies. This is our video pick of the week at KeenelandSelect.com. 1/16 were this one as well, like the boys. How'd you see the Goldenrod?
Well, I've got a little bit of an advantage in here. I was out at Breeders' Cup, and I saw Explora run. And a person that had some travel issues and couldn't get there on Friday, I had to place wagers for him as part of my job as being the compliance officer. He had some, he has to email them to me, and I placed them for him. He loved Explora. He keyed her up and down in the race and took her in the double, and she almost won the race and beat Percy's Bar, who I liked in that race, filly coming out of the Keeneland race. But Explora looked great. Just got beat 3/4 of a length by Super Corridora. I think that she comes back and wins this race. I'm not going to single her because I've got plenty of money. I didn't go deep in any races. But if I had a single in this race, it would be that one, because none of these other fillies have raced in that kind of company and have done that well. So Explora is my pick on here. Baraka for Brendan Walsh, just because it's Brendan Walsh, and 2 for 2 at Churchill, 6 furlongs and 7 furlongs stretching out for the first time, may move forward out of Oscar Performance. So Baraka is an alternative to Explora. And Let Me Count the Ways for Mike Maker, again, 2 easy wins at Aqueduct, but she hasn't faced anywhere close to the competition Explora has faced. So I'm going to use those two as alternates, but I think Explora is a standout here.
I'm going with one of the – there's two – horses that were incredibly impressive maiden winners at Keeneland, and I'm going with one of those on top for a bit of an upset. To be, you know, a beating Explorer is an upset for me, I would think, because I think she's a very deserving favorite. But I'm going to take Bella Ballerina, beat a well-regarded runner-up that came back to win next time out. This horse won very easily. That was only 6 furlongs. But he's by Street Sense, or she's by Street Sense, out of a Tappet mare, so should have no trouble with the stretch out. And she just looked like she was loaded the whole way. And 5 works since then for Brendan Walsh. And I think this one has a lot of upside, and so I'm going to try to catch it here in the Goldenrod. Explorer was my second pick. Tropa's the other maiden winner that won by 10 at Keeneland for Cherie DeVoe. So I kind of think one or both of those two maiden winners are going to be really, really good. And I'm going to take Bella Ballerina, but I'm going to use Atropa and then also Explora, and just that's it for me in the pick four. Let Me Count the Ways was the other one that I considered, but those were, I mean, 2 for 2, but those were against New York breds, and Atropa and Ballerina have faced better in their maiden races, I think, than probably the what she faced up in New York. So I'm going to take Bella Ballerina to try to knock off Explora in this race. Explorer's got to deal with the 12 hole. Now, Bella Ballerina's in the 11, but I'll get a little better price for her. So, maiden race to close things out in this pick four and the card and the meet for church. Oh, no, I can say race on Sunday also. 12th race is maiden 2-year-olds, 7 furlongs of the main track. I took Associated on top. Thought this one ran big after a slow start in the debut. Whit Beckman's barn has done well with limited starters at this meet, and I just thought that horse could improve off that race last time, and run much better here. Cannoneer, it's Brad Cox, heavily bet in the debut. It was back in June, but still, Brad Cox, got to respect that one. Different gray, it's Eddie Keneally and Luis Saez, first-time starter. And horses by Bolt D'Oro, which I like those offspring. So going to use that one as a first-timer. Cornwall Boss, second in the debut at Delaware, but it was Godolphin and Mike Stidham, and he has a string that he keeps in that part of the country. So this one could be good enough. And then I'm not wild about Chad Brown, first time out on the dirt here, but I'm going to take Regeneration because it's Chad Brown and it's Pratt and it's a first-time starter. And if I'm alive to this race and I get beat by that one, I kick myself. So I'm going to go five deep in there and make for a little bit bigger ticket on the pick four. How'd you see that last race?
I used exactly the same five that you did. I thought that Cornwall Boss, when I looked at the race at Delaware, I thought, why is he moving from Delaware? But you're right, Stidham has a mid-Atlantic string. The fact that he ships that horse here to take on maidens here, a lot more money. It's a $52,000 race at Delaware. It's $120,000 purse here. I think he's got the confidence that this horse ran so well the first time out that he's going to move into a better circuit, and I think Cornwall Boss is probably going to be the favorite in here. But I took Chad Brown's first year Regeneration. I took Keneally's 12-horse Different Gravy with Luis Saez picking up the mount. The 12-hole is not a bargain here, but Luis Saez has been riding very well at Churchill. And then Associated for Beckman and Cannoneer for Cox. You and I see it exactly the same. I think Cornwall Boss is probably going to be a favorite in here.
All right, what's your pick four ticket look like?
I spent $60, 27911 with 36, with 1512, with 567812 for $60.
I have a $90 ticket, but I have an AE on the first leg, so this thing could scratch down and make it a little more affordable, but I go 6 deep, 2, 7, 9, 10, 11, 14, with 6, 7, with 9, 11, 12, with 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, $90 ticket. Really nice card. It's a nice closing weekend at Churchill, so good luck if you're playing there or somewhere else. Lots of sports to watch, so you can watch the games and play the races around that. If you have money in your Keeneland Select account. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. You'll have celebrated by the time you hear this, but we are recording it in advance of Thanksgiving and wish you good luck on this holiday weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.